Prize-winning fiction writer, journalist, and celebrated British bad boy of novels and cultural criticism, Martin Amis, 71 now and a resident of Brooklyn and East Hampton, has just come out with Inside Story, a big autobiographical compendium he calls a novel, and at other times, life writing and a collection of linked short stories with essayistic detours. He says it's fine if his 538-page book is read in fitful bursts with plenty of skipping and postponing and doubling back, along with whatever we're drinking. A sprawling, intensely felt, often self-denigrating series of reflections, recollections, anecdotes, and musings, Inside Story should be taken in stride, Amis advises, and not always at face value. Some names have been changed, though not those of the two dead friends whom the book lovingly and heartbreakingly eulogizes. Amis's best friend, Christopher Hitchens, known as Hitch, whom Amis met when they both worked at the London political and cultural magazine New Statesman, and Saul Bellow, twice his age, who was godfather to one of Amis's children, and who Amis declares was the greatest American novelist of the 20th century. Amis also particularly admires the English poet, librarian, and curmudgeon Philip Larkin and the brilliant Russian-American novelist, poet, and translator Vladimir Nabokov. Inside Story goes back and forth in time from childhood to 2018, focusing in early parts on an extended affair young Amis had with a free-spirited older woman whom he picked up on a London street and who toys with him sexually and psychologically. His obsession with her is a bit much, but the reader does get that Amis voice, breezy, witty, confessional, mock confessional. Here, as elsewhere, he trots out erudite and obscene observations and opinions, alternating first and third person points of view, and dramatizing exchanges mainly with Hitch that reflect wide reading and critical intelligence. And then there are the special treats throughout the book, comments from Hitch and Bellow, and snippets of poetry from Larkin, so many worth reading aloud and remembering. Amis quotes Philip Roth in a note to Bellow on the great man's fifth and last wife, a young woman who gave Bellow a child when he was 84. "Dear Saul, at last you've married a woman who understands me." It was a sentiment deeply felt by Amis. He felt that Bellow's novels were written for him, and so he read everything Bellow wrote. Among the subjects that loom large for Amis in Inside Story are 9/11, the Holocaust, and writing good prose. But what Amis says in the main never seems enough. Footnotes adorn almost every page, asides, political and personal, of whatever has caught his reminiscing fancy. Essentially, what catches his heart, though, is his sense that Bellow, Nabokov, even the dyspeptic Larkin, in spite of the cynicism and darkness that inform their work, loved the world. Inside Story may be just the book to dip into at the close of this tumultuous year, and the start of what one can only hope readers of this funny, freewheeling, elegiac memoir trust will be a better one. I'm Joan Baum.